Good morning, Dallas Stars hockey fans and hockey fans of every team. Is it possible now to say that the Rangers up for 2-0, telling us that the defending Stanley Cup champs might be finally dethroned? I know it may be too easy and early for me to be saying such a thing right now, considering that they won their first 2 games at home, and then they have to actually go to Tampa tomorrow and play there. So I would love for a sweep, but that's probably wishful thinking. But it looks like Andrei Vasilevskiy is looking like he's not the goaltender that he usually is, and they're finding ways to get pucks past him. Although the last, 3.5 minutes did make me a little bit nervous, because Tampa pulled the goaltender and picked up a goal, and then the Rangers just had to put the defense on, and they did it. So here we go. I think it's possible to have a Stanley Cup final for the first time in a while without Tampa Bay in it, which is actually going to make me quite happy. You know, it's just nice to have new blood, fresh teams in there. You know, it's very difficult to win 3 in a row, and it's only been done a handful of times in the National Hockey League. And it looks like, to me, history will repeat itself. And then once again, look at Colorado. They're just, I still think they're a very complete team now. Used to be that I used to make fun of them that, you know, what a great regular season. They won't last past the first round. They have offense, but they don't have defense. I can't make fun of them anymore, because they're showing a really complete hockey team over there. And that was kind of what the Rangers were too. They had snipers and shooters. And then they get this guy, Adam Fox, that turns out to be a stud and wins a Norris Trophy. And this young line they have, the kid line, is phenomenal. I think there's going to be some changing of the guard. And I want to say something for the Dallas fans too. If you look at our team, we're built a lot like the Rangers. We got youth. We got speed. We got great goaltending. We might need to find some leadership a little bit within the locker room. I know Jamie Benn's great, but we still have to find a way to get our veterans back on track to do what they need to do. You got to have a balance of both veterans and young talent, and It's a blueprint for what works in the National Hockey League. And as much as I have a disdain for Tampa Bay, that's the blueprint they've used. And yes, they have most of the team stays together for a while. There's a core team there. But every so often you get one youngster that ends up contributing to make their runs what they are. And there's a kid, what is his name, McLeod, if I remember, scores that second goal to almost get back in it, make him within one. When Braden Point is hurt, there's a guy that comes in and contributes. He's no Braden Point by no means, but he did contribute. So this is the blueprint, and I think that before you know it, the blueprint will work in our case as well. This is Jeff with the Dallas Stars Hockey Minute Playoff Podcast. I can't wait to next season when we're talking playoffs, that we're talking several rounds deep for the Stars. Go Stars.